Welcome to the Voices of Our Hearts.
Past and present stories about Wimberley culture and lifestyles.
Co-hosted by Duane Rivas
and Walt Stewart.
I'm here today with Miriam Hobbs, a young artist from Canyon Lake. You call Canyon Lake home, or have you just lived there for a while?
Oh, yes, it's definitely home. I've lived there pretty much my whole life.
So among the many young artists that have started their careers in the Texas Hill Country, you must feel really in a good spot to be in the hills with wonderful, beautiful surrounding environment and music.
Yes, find a lot of inspiration in Wimberley especially.
I hear that you grew up sometime as a little tot at your mother's feet as she had a video store in Wimberley.
Yeah, she knows a lot of people in Wimberley, and I was homeschooled at her video store some of the time. It's during school.
Do you remember anything in particular about that, about being in the video store?
We had an Oscar party.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, a lot of people would come to the Oscar party. We'd dress up, and at one point I sang an Adele song called Skyfall.
Oh, my. Yeah. At what age were you when you did that?
I don't know, like maybe 13.
Good grief. So have you been inspired by any particular musicians?
I like Adele. I love her voice. It's very soulful, and there's a great quality to it.
So has that led you to create the kind of music you sing?
Yeah, she almost takes like a bluesy, jazzy feel to her pop songs, and that's something I want to do.
What do you call the genre of music you sing? Everything or something in particular?
I just kind of call it R&B, pretty much.
R&B. So you've sung in some very interesting old places around this area. Fisher Hall is a fabulous hall. Green. What is it that you like about being in those halls?
I just like being a part of the people around me, like the surroundings. I like spreading the word where I live so that people can know who I am and I can connect with people, you know, be closer to them.
What was the youngest that you played an instrument or were very interested in music?
When I was 5 years old, I played the tambourine.
Oh,
that's
my.
How I found out I was, you know, that's when I fell in love with music.
And did you dance or just tap to the rhythms?
Well, there was a
circle
of musicians and I was, you know, brought there just to kind of listen, and suddenly someone handed me this instrument, and I sat there for at least 5 hours just playing, and I didn't want to go.
So it just tugged at your heart, and there you were.
Yep.
Well, Miriam, let's hear a song from you. What's the first song you'd like to sing for us today?
I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
Lovely. And I might mention that we have a piano player with you, Linda Frazier, who will be accompanying you, and welcome, Linda.
Sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. I've given you my heart.
very nice. It's very nostalgic. What is it that draws you to that kind of music?
I don't know. I just kind of imagine people like going back to a moment in their life that they just really appreciate, you know, when I sing music that's beautiful like that.
It's very impressive, and it really draws one in to listening. I feel the experience. Exactly as you said, I'm drawn to a time that
I was feeling that.
So that's very beautiful. Give us another song. You want to choose one?
Yeah, sure. This next one's Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper I love you, birds singing in a sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me, say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Hobbs is here with us today, and although she's a high school student, she has a sensibility of an old soul, and she just really brings us into her circle. So welcome, and we're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back with Miriam Hobbs.
This is Nancy Weaver, and I have lived in Wimberley since the only two vegetables you could buy in a restaurant were a baked potato and iceberg lettuce. You're eating your arugula while listening to KWVH LP 94.1 FM, Wimberley Valley Hill Country Gourmet Radio.
Welcome back. I'm here with Miriam Hobbs. She's a high school student from Canyon Lake. She's quite talented, and she's been giving us some beautiful music that is rather nostalgic. So what's next for us today?
This next song is called Curiosity Box, and it will be on the album that I'm making this summer.
New album coming out. All right, let's go for it.
I bet you'd like to know the things that make me crazy. I'm not so fast to show. To you, it's all so hazy. Secrets like trinkets, treasures in my chest, left to be forgotten, just like all the rest. So if you think you're up for all of me, you gotta unlock the mystery. It's hiding there somewhere beneath the surface of my eyes. See behind the glass these figurines of broken hearts and beautiful things. Break inside my heart to that part of me behind the chains and locks. If you wanna know what's in my curiosity box, be careful what you touch. It might be breakable. Sometimes I'm not so tough. Some days I'm unshakable. You've got the right key. Use it wisely. So much to discover, you gotta keep it undercover. Cause if you think you're up for all of me, you gotta unlock the mystery. It's hiding there somewhere beneath the surface of my eyes. See behind the glass these figurines of broken hearts and beautiful things. Break inside that part of me behind the chains and locks. If you wanna know what's in my curiosity box, I like that you are willing. That fire that you show gets me higher than I ever thought that we could go. I like that you are willing. Gets me higher than I ever thought that we could ever go, 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 go. See behind the glass these figurines of broken hearts and beautiful things. Break inside my heart that part of me behind the chains of locks. If you wanna know,
is that an old song or a new song?
That's an original song that somebody had to me.
Oh, how awesome is that? I love it because I have that sense of being pulled to the past, and yet it's very, very modern and eclectic.
Well, that's what I hope to do with the album.
Okay. What's the name? Do you have a name for your album?
I haven't thought of the name, but I'm thinking maybe Curiosity Box will be the name of it.
It could be. Do you expect that album to come out in 2016 sometime,
yes,
hopefully? All right. So, Miriam, let's talk a little bit about you're still in high school, and I know that you sing in a couple of choral groups that won some UIL commentary lately.
Yeah,
tell me what groups you sing in.
My choir just got sweepstakes this year, so that was really good.
Awesome, awesome.
I also joined the UIL solo competition, and now I'm going to state, so that's
all
exciting.
All right, that's something to celebrate. So glad you're here. So give us another song and set it up for us. Tell us why you've chosen the next song.
This next one's Love Me Tender.
Oh, my.
I love it because it's all about love. And, you know, I think that's kind of part of just living is just to have enough love. You know, I think it's something that married couples can dance to, something that really brings them back to when they were young or something close to that.
Or inspire that hound dog crowd. Let's hear it. Tender, very tender. Give us your website, your Facebook page, so everyone can find you.
Sure. On Facebook, you just type in Miriam Hobbs, and my website is miriamhobbs.com.
Okay. So let's do one more song. This is just fascinating to me. I want to make sure that you'll come back next year when you're a senior in high school and have that first album out. But let's hear one more song from you. What will it be?
Crazy.
Crazy. Thank you. it's been a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
I'm really curious about your upcoming album and where you are in your life. And thank you for tuning in to some of us older souls who like to hear some of the beautiful music of the past and the present. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Voice from the Heart, whose personal story brings value about living life.
Connected to the head, the heart, and the guts of what matters. My name is Duane Ritas.
And I'm Walter Stewart. And until next time,
remember to keep your heart open.